John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
When he can't be in the studio, he's on the phone. And when he can't be on the phone, he's online with video. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy Vinny Brand is joining us. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, John DiBella. How are you?
I am fine. I just realized I just called you Vince.
That was weird.
That was really strange.
Took me aback.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. These are strange times. Things happen during strange times, so Vin is fine.
Well, no, I didn't go Vin. I went Vince.
That's totally weird. What are you doing?
All right, so I know how much video you've been doing. You've been doing it for a while now. But on Saturday night, you're doing a live show from the Stress Factory. Tom Cotter's going to be part of the show, too, right?
Yeah, this will be our third or fourth one.
And Saturday night, you had 10,000 people tune in to this?
10,000.
That's incredible. They must really be bored.
Well, let me tell you my theory, okay? So we do the show from the club. We have four cameras set up. We have musical guests. It's like a real show. It's better than what anyone, like Fallon, is just in his living room.
Right.
And then he takes a video of someone else in their living room. And our feeling is, hey, we're tired of being in our own living room. I don't want to see Ryan Seacrest in his living room. You know, I see these stars in their living room, and two things happen. Number one, I'm like, okay, now I'm trapped in your house. And then worse than that, you can't help but see how much better their house is than yours. It's like rubbing it in. If Nancy Pelosi had two gigantic refrigerators full of ice cream, I can only dream of tasting one day. I don't want to see that. So we're doing it live from the club. You know, based on science, by the way, all based on science. Do you know, John?
What?
Do you know that if you're with 10 people, you're completely immune? But at 11 people, you're dead within a day. One day, you're dead. It's all based on science. The whole thing. I'll tell you something else. I don't know if you noticed this. You probably don't go out to the grocery store because you're in what we call the extreme risk group.
No, I just go really early in the morning with the rest of the extreme risk people.
But, John, I don't mean to be rude, but you're at the age where a mosquito bite could be lethal. So you've got to be careful anyway. You shouldn't be doing anything. You should have people bathe you and slip in the tub, and suddenly it's a Steve Vazzolatti show. Anyway, so let me tell you something. In the grocery store, now there's all one way. You have to go one way, all right? This is based on science, because scientific fact has proven that COVID-19 cannot back up. So we can all just walk one way. We'll beat this thing. We'll beat it. Okay? If you put on your surgically approved bandana and walk one way down the grocery aisle, you're safe. Okay? Now, I'll tell you something else. You can't sit on the beach, because if you sit on the beach, it's a known fact, you will instantly get COVID. You got to keep milling around the beach. Who the hell is in charge of these standards? If I know someone has COVID, I want them sitting in one place. I don't want them walking around distributing it. Some of the dumbest people on the planet running the show. No offense to you politicians intended, but you're who I'm talking about. So, in New Jersey, we're in phases, okay? So right now we're in phase one of the reopening. All right, now in phase one, you're not allowed to do anything. It's just like lockdown. But we're in phase one. All right,
okay.
Now, what do you think he called the phase before phase one?
I would just assume that he called it a quarantine.
Yes, so would I. So no, John, that was phase zero. Phase zero. He went to Harvard. There's no phase zero. If you went over someone's house and you said, oh, my God, your baby's so cute. How old is your baby? And they said, oh, the baby's zero. But next month, there'll be one. You would instantly say, someone has to take the baby away from these people. They think the baby's zero. You're clearly not fit to raise a baby. Phase zero, I heard that. My head exploded. I'm like, oh, my God, we're in phase zero. And now we're in phase one. You know, I wouldn't care. Like, I get it. It's a very tough time to be the governor of anything, right? But some things, like, okay, essential businesses. They shut down Macy's. They shut down Kohl's. Now, Target, because they sell butter and eggs, they're open. So, but you can't limit Target to just butter and eggs. So now, if you want a thong, you got to go to Target and get your butter, eggs, and thong. That's not a healthy shopping combination. You understand? That's a very unhealthy. Hey, let's have breakfast and get nasty. That's what that is, okay? So let's talk about essential businesses and how dumb this has been. I'm in the Home Depot, all right? And because no one can go anywhere, Home Depot is essential. How? I don't know. How anyone says, oh, my God, the world's going to end. Let's build a deck. That sounds smart. Okay? The dumbest stuff in the world. So you go to Home Depot because nothing else is open. It's packed. It's mob. It's just people walking around Home Depot, just milling around. They don't even need stuff. They just need to be out. So two weeks ago, I went to Home Depot. I had a park in the abandoned Sports Authority parking lot because the Home Depot was wall-to-wall people and everybody's in there. They got a DJ. They got a bar set up. Some guy fired up one of the demo grills. I had a hot dog. It's so dumb. They closed all the county parks initially in New Jersey. All the parks were closed, but they got this one trail open. I swear to you, the trail, no one even knows about the trail. On a normal day, seven people walk the trail. Two of them are Henry Hudson. Anyway, the Henry Hudson Trail, no one knows about it in New Jersey, but it's there. Okay, when they closed everything down, the Henry Hudson Trail was the parkway at rush hour. It was just mob. And the point I'm trying to make is, who the hell is putting this together? If you close all the parks and you leave one open, guess where everybody's going? I'm so worked up over the whole thing because there's no plan in place to get reopened in a smart way. So they forced everyone apart. Now they're taking the brakes off, and you can see dance parties, people in the pool together. You know, now they open up the ocean, all right? No lifeguards. Hey, how do you think that's going to go, John? We're in Riptide Central, and there's no lifeguards. Be careful of the COVID-19! Glug, glug, glug.
Vinny Brand, our guest. Vinny, tomorrow night, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, free stand-up shows from the Stress Factory. And you can check out everything that he's done on video on his Facebook page, Vinny Brand Comic. This Saturday night, it's Vinny, his wife, Ricky, because he's gay. His wife, Vicky.
There's nothing wrong with that.
His wife, Vicky. And, of course, comedian Tom Cotter. It is free. It is fun because it's Vinny Brand. Vinny, thank you so much for taking the time, dude.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.